You're listening to Senior Stories, the voices of the class of 2020. This podcast was recorded virtually with limited internet connectivity during the COVID-19 global pandemic. We apologize for the effect on the quality of the sound. This interview was conducted by Nicholas Lampieni, class of 2021. What is your full name and where is home for you?
I'm Beck Larson Sternfels, and home is Middletown, Delaware.
Middletown, I know it. You're like the second person from the middle.
Yeah.
You always lived in Middletown?
I used to live up like 20 minutes north, but moved here when I started going to the St. Andrews preschool. So I live like maybe 2 minutes past St. Anne's.
Oh my goodness. I had like no idea. I don't know why I thought, I didn't think you were from Middletown.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So I guess my first question would be, what was it like growing up, you know, so close to St. Andrews? And I guess you went to St. Anne's, but did you know you always wanted to go to St. Andrews?
Well, actually I didn't go to St. Anne's. I got into MOT Charter. It's a lottery. So luckily I got in before kindergarten. My grandmother was actually the secretary of the school for like 30 some odd years, a little while ago. And then my grandfather's actually the school's farmer. So he owns that farm that's right by Al's house. So I've kind of been on campus all my life. I was always like visiting people in the business office. So I've known a lot of the teachers and everybody since I was very young. So it's been really cool to kind of grow up around St. Andrews and then end up going here. And everybody, like all the teachers knew me, they all expressed like their support for me coming to the school. So I was really happy about that.
That's awesome. That's so cool that you had that experience. And yeah, you knew St. Andrews coming in. That's neat. So this is like, I mean, those fields are like home for you, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know them very well. Anyway, transitioning a little bit, how are you feeling about everything that's happening right now? Sort of walk me through your mental, your reactions, your thoughts about, you know, what's happening.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of supposed to be the seniors' time to, everybody calls it like senior slide, but it's really just like, it's a time when all of the seniors are really able to hang out with each other like they'd never been able to before, like where we don't have as much work and we're able to take the time to really get to know each other as much as we can before we leave. So in the weeks leading up to spring break, there would always be maybe 8 or 9 senior guys sitting in the bomb common room, sometimes with Mr. Edmonds, just like, maybe it was like 11:30, 12 o'clock, just literally debating on like random topics. Like we'd be learning about like each other's worldviews, stuff like that. Like only things that St. Andrews guys would be doing on like a Saturday night at 11:30 or 12 or whenever it was. So those like moments are what I really miss. And we're kind of not able to do that anymore, but we try to like do Zoom calls and stuff like that with each other. We do House Party. House Party is a great app to use if you're trying to get together with friends. We even have been trying to do like 10-minute house parties between classes. Like people will just get on a House Party and you'll see one of your friends on and then you'll join and you'll be able to talk to them just for like 10 minutes. So we're trying to keep that connection going, and we're trying to keep our relationships strong with each other so that when we go into the summer, when we go to college, we'll still have that like strong bond, and we'll be able to just keep hanging out with each other like into our later years. But it's been really weird just kind of sitting at home. I feel like there's things that I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm just not able to do them. I don't have like anything specific. It's just that I feel so bored, I guess, for lack of a better word, that there's just nothing for me to do. It feels like time is going by so slowly, which really sucks. but it is what it is.
Now that I think about it, it's probably even more painful because you're so close to St. Andrews.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's that distance isn't, it's not like I forget about it or the other seniors forget about it, but because they're not somewhere else, I'm sure, I don't know how often you leave your house or what the restrictions are like in Delaware, but like it's right up the road.
Yeah.
So you just, you have that association in your mind anyway.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you're making the most of everything.
I was at school a couple of days ago I went on a walk with Will Rubb for a little while, just like talking about college and stuff like that. And then before that, I went on a run in the like back where the fields are and everything. And I saw Al driving his gator, or whatever he calls it. He was like driving to his house. It was really cool to see him. He didn't see me. I was like across the field, but I still saw him. I see a lot of faculty kids back there. They're still hanging out.
Wow. And I love the house party thing. That's awesome that you guys are doing that. Yeah. Sounds like you're making the most of an awful situation, but still trying to keep the community alive. Okay, so we're going to move on to something slightly more positive. What brings you the most joy?
Is it like in a St. Andrews sense or like?
No, in any sense. I should have said this before. All the questions, some are St. Andrews specific, like what are your favorite St. Andrews memories? But the rest, I mean, they can be answered from any period in your life in any sort of way. You know, it's not St. Andrews specific.
I'd say what brings me most joy right now is probably a little bit different than before this all happened. So like right now, I'm obviously in quarantine with my mom right now, but we still do a family dinner every Sunday. We'll go up to my aunt and uncle's house, and they've all been quarantined with each other. So like we're the only people that we're all seeing. So it's kind of nice to have that like that group that's family, and we do that almost every Sunday. So it's really cool to get to see my cousins, and it's like it's nice to keep that all going because it's something to look forward to at the end of every week, even if it's going by really like really slowly or if classes haven't been what you want them to be. It's nice to have that at the end of the week. Like before quarantine, I'd say what brought me the most joy was like probably just hanging out with my friends. Like now that I am missing that so much, I realize that that's kind of what made me really happy at St. Andrews or like really anywhere, because St. Andrews was like kind of my life. So I guess in that sense, that's what I would like. St. Andrews is where we're all living. So I'd say that something that's bringing me the most joy would have to be St. Andrews related still. So probably just be like the hanging out with friends on dorm, being able to have that freedom as a senior to kind of wander around after lights out. It's really something else to like go from being a freshman, like in room is at 10:30 or 10:15. And then now you're able to just kind of not do whatever you want, but the restrictions are just a lot less. So it's really cool.
That's great. That's great. I mean, I love hearing you talk about the family dinners. That's really special.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. So can you tell me about a moment, a specific moment in your life that you feel is really important to shaping who you are? And it doesn't have to be earth shattering. It does not have to be, you know, a huge thing. It can be something really small, simple, from any point in your life that when you think about it, you're like, hey, that's important to me.
This is like, I guess, pretty deep. But when I was in second grade, my father passed away. So I'd say that was probably personality shaping. Like that's what shaped me the most, because I had to kind of grow up without a father figure. So it was a lot different, and seeing friends that had like both their parents, I would always be very like envious and I guess like kind of jealous. But I kind of realized that it's also made me into a stronger person. I'm able to kind of I've kind of been able to bounce back a lot better than a lot of people just because of what I've been through. And I think that it's kind of helped me, because like when other people are kind of in a similar situation, I'm able to help them by providing a voice, and I'm able to help them through it because I've kind of been through the same thing, if not worse. So it kind of has helped me in that way, but it's also just made me more resilient. It's made me a stronger person. And I don't know where I'd be if it didn't happen, but I'm still glad. I'm still like proud of where I am right now. Like, I don't even know if I'd be at St. Andrews or really where I'd be, but I think that's kind of shaped me the most in my life.
So would you say your relationship with your mother, do you have any siblings?
No, I don't. So it's just my mom and I.
With your mother has changed because of that? I mean, obviously it has changed. But yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about what?
As my mother and I are obviously a lot closer after it happened. And now it's kind of like, it's kind of made me kind of empathize with her a lot, because I realize that she's been going through a lot as a single mother. Not having a father figure is very difficult to like raise a boy. So she's kind of, I wouldn't say she's been like acting as like a father figure or anything, but just trying to raise a boy through like second grade to now has been very difficult for her. I know that I've made it difficult sometimes, so. And I've gained a lot of respect for her and admiration for like what she's been through and what she's able to do with the situation that she's in. So I'd say I'm just like really proud of her.
It's beautiful. That's really amazing. You're touching me on the other side of the Zoom camera. I mean, I don't even have words. What are some of your favorite St. Andrews memories? We'll go with that.
One of my favorite St. Andrews memories just happened during spring break. I went to Florida with a large group of my friends. We went to Ruth's house in Boca Grande, and it's like very much kind of a retirement island. Like we were the only kids there. Like everybody just was looking at us. Like we were insane, just like showing up to this island, but our group had so much fun, and we were like, and it brought us a lot closer. It was a very like, I don't want to say random group of people, because we're all really close friends. It's a group that you wouldn't have expected to take that trip, but I'm really glad that we did, because that group of friends, they're very close to my heart, I guess, because we were just like, I don't know how to like put this, but it's just the memories I'd say that I made over that trip were probably some of the best during my St. Andrews career, because you know we just got very close by the end of it, and we were able to kind of like finally hang out without being at St. Andrews, which is, it's a lot different not being at St. Andrews and hanging out with friends. I don't know how to like explain it. I'm having a hard time articulating it, but I'd probably say that being on that spring break trip.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite memory of being on that spring break trip? Like a moment that you just had so much fun with some of the people on that trip? It's okay if you don't, but
I'd probably say there was one time when we were all at the beach and we were like taking photos, and I think like Josie or something knocked my phone out of my hand, and it got buried in the sand, and we couldn't find it. And then I was joking around, and I don't know if it was her, but I like put my foot behind one of the girls, and they fell. And then like all of them, Lily, Josie, Ava, Ruth, like they all were just running around the beach trying to tackle me. Alex Wolf and like Eddie were getting videos of it. Like, I was just trying to, I was running around the beach trying to, like, evade them. And then they finally got me down into the sand. And I was, like, I was all sandy. I'd say that was probably the funniest thing that happened on that trip, I guess, to me.
Did you find your phone?
I did. It was like, we found this little area in the sand, and we were just, like, scraping through with our feet in the sand trying to find it. And finally, like, Josie found it, but the whole time they were just refusing to believe that it was actually buried in the sand. They were like, oh, it's probably somewhere around the tent or whatever we brought, but it was actually in the sand, so we never would have found it if we had, like, just left.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you found it. That sounds like a ton of fun. So I know you've talked about this a little bit, but I'm curious to hear more. Who in your life do you really feel you have connections with, that you feel really grateful for? Who matters to you? And they can be anybody from any point in your life.
No, I said my mom earlier, but I don't know, I guess it would definitely have to be her, since she's just raised me, and, like, it's just been her and I for the past 10 years now. Just only being with her, it's made our relationship grow so much stronger than a lot of people's relationships with their own parents, which I think is really extraordinary how her and I have gotten so close, like, even after, obviously after a tragedy, but because of that, we're able to kind of come back, and now she's, like, my best friend. So I'd probably say I'm most grateful for her for having the strength to raise me through that difficult time and kind of, like, be there for me in all those moments that I was struggling or that I needed help with literally anything. She was always there. So I'm probably most grateful for my mom.
And anyone else? Doesn't have to be. Just curious.
I think probably also my grandfather. He has, like, always been there in my life. He's always, like, he nicknamed me when I was, like, really little. He'd always call me his buddy. I guess it's really cool to have a relationship with my grandfather that's more like a friendship. And, like, he would always take me out whenever he'd be on the combine harvesting, like, wheat or, like, soybeans or corn or whatever it was in the season. And I would always, like, hang out with him when I was little. Even now, I always hang out with him. Everybody in my family just absolutely loves to see him, because he's such a character, and he's always bringing, like, something with him whenever he's going to see you. He'll always have some surprise. Like, you never have any clue what it is. Like, I really enjoy having a person like that in my life. So I'm really grateful for my grandfather too.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm trying to imagine little Beck on the combine with his out in those fields. That's so cool. So we're nearing the end, but I have a couple more questions left. One of which is, do you have any regrets? If you could turn back time and redo anything in your life, what would it be and why? And again, does not have to be earth shattering. It could be something as simple as, I wish I had eaten more healthy food in middle school.
Mm-hmm. I'd say one of my regrets has been, like, throughout my St. Andrews career, actually. I wish that over the course of my 4 years, I had talked to more people, and I had developed relationships with more people in my grade. Those are so important going forward, and, like, after you graduate, like, being able to just, like, call up anybody from your class and know that, like, you guys are, like, good friends, and you can just, like, have a conversation with them. It's really cool, because you just get to learn a lot more when you've got that relationship with kind of as many people as you can. I think that freshman year, I would have not just hung out with the same group all the time. I wish that I had just kind of, I guess, not even just talk to more people in my grade, just talk to more people like in the school. I feel like a lot of people didn't really know me a lot. And that's something that I kind of regret, is not taking the time to just like, even if it's just like a short conversation, just like take the time out of my day to kind of talk to somebody else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we all have regrets, but it's good not to dwell on them and not let them sort of override your life. So irrespective of the coronavirus, let's just pretend that the coronavirus doesn't exist, had never existed. Mm-hmm. You were, you know, so it was senior spring right now. Tell me about the future. Is there anything you are really, you're nervous for, you're scared about, you're really looking forward to? And that can be future in, you know, a year college or whatever you're doing next year. And then like future in 10 years. Walk me through back of the future. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've always kind of had this dream of being an architect or like being in that kind of field. So I'm actually going to college to kind of study architecture. I'm not necessarily trying to become a licensed architect, but I definitely want to be in that field. So I'm really excited about that. But I've also, just everybody in my family has kept like warning me that it's a very hard field to get into, and it's going to be a lot of work, and there's going to be a lot of rough patches ahead if I do choose to keep going down that path. So I guess I'm kind of worried, but I'm also excited. So I'm excited to see where I am after college, to see if I really like went through and just stayed on track and decided to continue with what I want to do right now. Cause I know that I've got a couple family friends that are architects or know an architect, and they all keep saying the same thing, that like it's a difficult field to get into. And I'm excited to see if I'm really up for the challenge, but I definitely think that I am, because it's something that I've been interested in since I was really little.
That's so cool. I mean, that's being an architect. That's, I don't know, glamour. There's something just cool about architects. Yeah.
You know, when you're an architect, you see a building, but also you'll kind of realize that like you have the ability to kind of like make that, or you have the ability to kind of plan how that building actually looks. And then if you're actually the one to kind of build something and you see it, you have a lot more respect for it. You have a lot more respect for like the space around you when you understand how much work has been put into that structure or whatever it is. So it's really cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then with that, my final question is, anything you want to say to future Beck?
I'd say keep hanging out with all of your friends, even the ones that don't go to St. Andrews, even the ones that you kind of stop talking to at the end of like eighth grade, because those relationships are still really important for the future. I think it's stupid that I stopped talking to a lot of my friends when I went to St. Andrews, but I've been trying to bring back those relationships. And I think that future Beck should keep hanging out with all those people, because it's important to have friendships with a lot of people. I think it makes you a better person, gain a lot more empathy.